Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to an alleged murder in 2022. 23-year-old Eric Hamilton of Mason City is charged with first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon after he was accused of shooting Kayvon Anderson of Waterloo to death on November 21, 2022. Anderson's body was found in the 200 block of Merriam Drive in Waterloo. He was dead from multiple gunshot wounds. A firearm was found in the area of the body, and a witness later told investigators that Hamilton was involved in luring Anderson to the area with the intent of killing him. Court documents state Hamilton denied being in Waterloo at the time of the murder, but law enforcement says electronic data contradicted that. A criminal complaint was filed against Hamilton last month after the FBI said tests of DNA found at the murder scene belonged to Hamilton. He has entered a not guilty plea, but no trial date has been set in Black Hawk County District Court. Projects in North and Northeast Iowa will benefit from about $200,000 in rural development grants from the federal government. Teresa Greenfield, Iowa Director of U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development, says the projects will expand business opportunities and hospital access and support wastewater sanitation planning. A $50,000 rural business development grant has been awarded to North Iowa Corridor Economic Development Corporation, based in Mason City, to help provide technical assistance to strengthen local biomass supply chains in northern Iowa. The project will promote economic development in rural Cerro Gordo County and surrounding areas. University of Northern Iowa has received a rural business development grant of almost $80,000 to provide technical assistance to small and emerging businesses in Carroll, Marion, and Poweshiek counties. The project will supply project planning, business counseling and training, market research, feasibility studies, and professional reports. Community Facilities Direct Loans and Grants Awards include over $20,000 to the City of Waukon to purchase a utility truck to support essential municipal operations for road maintenance and snow removal. The City of Kamrar in Hamilton County received $50,000 to purchase a new snowplow to facilitate winter storm operations. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is hosting a series of town hall-style meetings where local staff will provide updates on recently completed hunting and trapping seasons. Todd Bishop, chief of the Iowa DNR Wildlife Bureau, adds part of the meeting will be devoted to discussing potential rule changes and collecting feedback as we work through the rules process. Comments collected from these public meetings will be considered along with other related comments received by the Iowa DNR prior to proposing changes to hunting rules and regulations, which will then be presented to the Natural Resources Commission for consideration and additional public comment. The DNR will host one of those public meetings tonight at the Waverly Civic Center in Waverly starting at 6 o'clock. There's another session tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Decorah at the Franklin W. Olin Building on the Luther College campus, and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Ventura at the Iowa DNR Wildlife Office. Meals for the Heartland feeds individuals that are in need of food assistance. As part of National FFA Week, Carla Pickar with the New Hampton chapter of FFA says they'll partner with the Turkey Valley FFA to help the cause tomorrow at the Waukoma Event Center.
And we're hoping to package 100,000 meals that'll be distributed across Iowa and hopefully across the nation. That's our goal, because it'll be the biggest packaging event this Meals of the Heartland has ever done before, and so we're hoping to be really good at it and get our goal.
Each meal costs 15 cents and will be donated to local, state, and national food pantries. FFA members are still seeking community sponsors to help reach their goal. Find more info on the New Hampton FFA chapter and Turkey Valley FFA Facebook pages. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI men's basketball, the Panthers at Illinois State. Broadcast time 6:30, tip-off at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.